Some injuries, but no fatalities. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That after softball-sized hail and a suspected tornado ripped through areas of Kansas last night near Wichita. Fox Weather's Will Nunley is in Andover, Kansas.
It is unbelievable that we have no fatalities out of this. The landscape leveled after this incredibly powerful tornado at the YMCA. We've been focusing a little bit on this area. That's because we understand that about 60 people were sheltering inside this YMCA, but the front of the building has vehicles that have just been flung against it, slammed against it with such force, it looks like they were toy cars just crunched up there. And as a matter of fact, there are several vehicles that were actually flung inside the building. All of the glass is gone out of the windows. The roof is off. Meanwhile, we have about 30,000 people here on the ground without power.
Andover's fire chief says the twister knocked over more than 900 structures. The U.S. is watching closely as Russia prepares to celebrate a day it's observed since World War II. Fox's Trey Yanks reports from Kyiv.
Next month, the Russians on May 9th are going to mark Victory Day. This commemorates when the Nazis in 1944 signed a surrender agreement. There's a lot of concern from Western intelligence officials that this date could be used by Russian President Putin to launch a wider invasion into this country.
Officials worry Russia could target NATO weapons supply lines. Warren Buffett hosting the annual Berkshire Hathaway shareholders meeting for the first time since the pandemic began. Fox Business Network's Liz Klayman has more.
He just took a swipe at Wall Street and in essence basically said that Wall Streeters, those are the big boys on Wall Street who try and game run it ahead of the average investor, they make their money by scooping the crumbs up off the capitalism table that fall to the ground. He called the markets a gambling parlor. He said it should be for long-term investing.
Buffett's stock this year is beating the S&P 500 by 17%. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
With an anticipated busy summer travel season ahead, many airlines are being forced to cut flights because of a shortage of pilots. Macy Jenkins of Fox affiliate KDFW reports from Dallas.
Dallas-based Southwest Airlines has cut more than 700 flights from its June, July, and August schedules. Earlier this year, Fort Worth-based American Airlines adjusted its schedule by reducing less traveled routes and adding flights to popular destinations. JetBlue and Spirit Airlines have cut 5 to 10% of their summer schedules to focus on employee recruiting. The latest U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics report says more than 14,000 pilots need to be hired each year for the next decade in order to keep up with the shortage.
Some travel experts recommend you delay any trips you were planning for the summer and wait until fall. Former President Trump says he doesn't have any court-ordered records to hand over. Fox's Jackie Ibanez reports.
As his lawyers seek to reverse a $10,000 per day contempt fine, Trump claims his business dealings are not in his personal possession and is being controlled by his company, the Trump Organization.
The judge was not content with efforts to turn over related documents and refused to lift the contempt fine. The former president has called the investigation a political witch hunt. San Francisco, among the major cities that have restored mask mandates for public transport.
When a federal judge ruled the CDC's mass transit mask mandate unconstitutional, the Bay Area Rapid Transit System, or BART, dropped its requirement. But a spokeswoman says the agency has been inundated with feedback from riders saying they feel unsafe without it. The BART Board of Directors has voted to reimpose the mask mandate until July 18th. Children aged 2 and under and people with certain medical conditions are exempt. Los Angeles County has also restored its mass transit masking rule, while New York City's mandate remains. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.